Let's do a live call with a sharp lady I met in the gym. She is in project management, and while we were talking, I did a greeting, and I had asked her about her work, and she had expressed dissatisfaction. I think my comment was, "Are you doing what you've always dreamed of doing?" She kind of laughed and replied, "Hardly." We exchanged business cards, and I'm calling her back. Several times in the gym, she had mentioned time, and then she brings it up on this call a couple of times, so I just decided to have a discussion about time with her. You can listen in.
Hello?
Hello, is this Tisha?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Tim Sales. You and I exchanged business cards the other day after talking in the gym.
Yeah.
You remember me?
I do. How are you?
I am good.
Good.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
It's never a good time, but that's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, actually, thanks for that, by the way. I'd actually like to pick up on our conversation that we were having at the gym. I was thinking about it afterwards, and I'm just curious if you would have a reason to look at something outside of project management.
With regards to what?
With regards to your goal.
You're talking about me wanting to pursue things that... okay, well, that conversation stemmed from I have some business pursuits that I'd like to tackle outside of work, but with everything going on, I just haven't had the time to focus on it at all. So I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing what it is that you'd like to actually ultimately achieve if you were to look back and say, you know, when you're 100 years old and say, this is what I accomplished?
Not at all. The ultimate goal for me is I want to own my own business. It's a health spa, and I'd like to, you know, basically ultimately change careers, but obviously there's a lot entailed with bringing a business like that up. So unfortunately, I just don't seem to have the time to get there.
Is time the only barrier that you've got, you feel?
It seems to be. There are others that, you know, play secondary, you know, capital costs and so forth, those types of things, but I think those all come with being able to sit down and solidify, you know, better plans. But yeah, ultimately the time is the root cause for me getting anywhere.
Got it. What would owning this club, this spa that you have in mind, what would that fulfill for you?
A job that has more purpose. I like my job and I'm good at what I do. Unfortunately, it just doesn't bring me a whole lot of personal satisfaction. So, and it aligns more along the lines of what I'm about in life anyway. So I think that, you know, it's a lower stress job. It's something that I would enjoy doing, and I have more control over, you know, its growth and where I take it than I do in my current position now.
Hmm. Understood. Good. And so your idea on this spa, it would be more value to other people.
Yeah, you don't mind if I write that up in my business plan, do you? That's exactly what I want.
Well, that's excellent. That is it's a worthwhile ambition. I can see why you would be wanting to get that.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd like to do, if you're agreeable to it, is that I'd like to send you an online movie and have you take a look at it. It's just about 20 minutes. And what it does is it just explains a concept. There's no hype or anything like that involved in it. It just explains a concept. And then I'd like to just explore with you, because I think this could help you achieve what you're after here with, in terms of adding value to people's lives. I think it would give you time, and I also think that it would give you the additional resources in terms of money that you need to achieve that. Can we do that?
I'd be interested in looking at it. I'm glad you kind of caveated the length of the video, because if it had been extremely long, I genuinely just am maxed out on having time to be able to focus on anything. So, but yeah, 20 minutes, absolutely, I can spare that. So, sure, I'll take a look at it.
Do you mind if I just bring up this time issue just a little bit? Do you mind if I just, like, say a couple of things on it and have you view it from perhaps another perspective?
Please do.
Okay. If you just kind of took a look, and I don't want to in any way invalidate anything that you've done or said or anything like that. It's just, you know, sometimes you can look at something from a different view and go, I'd never looked at it that way. And so that's all I want to do here, is just to add that for you, okay?
Sure.
All right. If you were to take a piece of paper and divide it into three equal parts, mm-hmm. all right, and on the left side, we'll call that sleep. All right. So let's just say that we're all good and we sleep 8 hours.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to be drawing this out now?
No. Okay. just a visual is all okay. I want you to have on it.
Okay.
And I'm drawing it over here so that I can explain it correctly. But okay. So that left one third is 8 hours of sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
The middle third is 8 hours of work. Mm-hmm. And the third that's on the right-hand side is the 8 hours of stuff.
Okay.
All right. So I can assume, and if I'm wrong, correct me, that you don't really want to sacrifice the sleep.
Not wanting to, true, but unfortunately that's what seems to get sacrificed.
Of course.
Because I don't work a regular 8-hour shift day. I work 9 hours a day, and I have every other Friday off, so it's not a typical schedule.
Okay. And whatever the schedule is, it really is, it's more the visual of what we're going to try to accomplish here.
Okay.
And so we don't want to sacrifice the sleep,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And I assume that you can't just up and quit your job right now.
No.
Right? So we can't mess with the second third of this piece of paper.
Right.
So the only thing that we have is this right-hand side, which is 8 hours. So 3
right.
times 8 is 24, at least in Tennessee where I went to school it was.
Last time I checked it was, yeah.
Okay. So the only thing that you can work with is on the right-hand side of this column. Now, if you were to look back over, say, the last month, looked at that right-hand column called stuff, would you say that you have devoted your drive towards accomplishing the things that Tisha really wants out of life?
A portion of that, yeah, I would.
A portion of it. What portion?
Well, the portion that requires me to go to school and you know, establish the credentials I need to get there. It's probably every bit of, well, if I had to break it down on a daily basis for the 8 hours, it would be 2 to 3 hours a day or spent, you know, doing homework, research, class, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Mm. All right, so we have about 6 hours a day, 6 hours remaining out of that. So what happens is that as we look backwards on life, we kind of look and go, you know what, I used all 24 hours every single day my whole life. But did I really accomplish the things I truly wanted in life, or did I just get so busy with other things that I sacrificed what I really wanted out of life? And so that's what I'd like you to just take a look at, so that as you evaluate what I'm going to send you, and you can say, okay, well, obviously the only way one accomplishes what they really truly want out of life is that they use that 8 hours on the right-hand side to gain them more of the 8 hours in the middle column.
Fair assessment. So I could have been all along achieving what I think I'm ultimately getting at. I'm just probably getting impatient with the fact that it's taking so long because I'm only allotted so many hours a day.
Right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I appreciate the other perspective. Because
all right.
The voice of reasoning in your own head doesn't always make sense.
Yeah. So if you just if you pretend for just a little bit that you're Superwoman and you totally control your whole life and that you can decide your schedule and you will decide it and, you know, and that you'll accomplish this thing that you want. And so you have to use that 8 hours on the right side to gain more time in the middle column. It's the only way that it can possibly logically work.
Right.
All right. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah, I do.
It is www.
I'm sorry, hold on. Post-it note's not cooperating. Okay, go ahead.
www.explorefreedom.com
mm-hmm. Okay.
/Trump, T-R-U-M-P, as in Donald.
So he's sponsoring this, huh?
No.
Okay.
And read that back to me, make sure you got it.
www.explorefreedom.com/Trump.
All right. And when you get to there, you'll see my ugly mug on the right-hand side. I actually am dressed a little nicer than I was at the gym.
Probably not nearly as sweaty either, but okay.
That's right. All right, and on the left-hand side, there's going to be two movie links. One is How the Wealthy Got That Way, which is really cool. It's about 10 minutes, and you can just take a look at that one. But the one that I want to talk to you about is the one called Brilliant Compensation. It's the link right underneath How the Wealthy Got That Way.
Okay.
When do you think you'll get a chance to take a look at that?
Let's see. Between weekly activities for the troops this weekend, probably Monday. I can probably take a look at it during my lunch break.
All right. When would be a good time for us to talk after Monday? Are you off on Monday? No, you're off on Fridays, you said.
Right, every other Friday. No, I'm not, but you could probably reach me on my lunch hour on Tuesday.
Okay, and what time would that be?
11:15.
11:15 on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And what number should I call?
Area code 6.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good, Tisha. I enjoyed talking to you, and you're going to take a look at that, and I will call you at exactly 11:15 on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
You can bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, did you notice that time seemed to always be an issue? I think this call does a great job of giving you a view that some people live in the frame of mind that time is running out, that there's not enough time, or someone controls their time. I hope this call was valuable to you.